respect for those who are going to speak to us. For each of the action items and applications before us, I will first ask those who would like to speak on behalf of the application to do so. And when you are called on, if you will come down to the podium and please identify your name and address for the record, and then you may address the commission. After you've made your comments, if you will wait for a moment to see if there are questions from the commissioners, and if not, then we will proceed to make a decision. We will ask in this order: those who are in favor of the application, those who are opposed to the application, and then any other comments. Right, our first order of business this evening is approval of the minutes of the June 14th, 2016 meeting. Fellow commissioners, are there any changes, additions, or corrections to the minutes? Hearing any, may I have a motion to accept them as presented for both the work session and the regular session?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? All right. Okay. Our first order of business and our most important one, I think, is something we have long awaited, and that is, as you all know, we have the comprehensive plan that is a requirement by the state for the Planning Commission to engage in and prepare and present for approval to council. We have with us this evening Vaughn Hansen from Benchmark, which is the organization that we have contracted with to help us in this effort. And he is going to give us an overview of the plan and the progress so far. So, Vaughn, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here tonight, and we're really excited to kick off the public portion of the comprehensive planning process. We've been working with the city since earlier this year on some of the background research, but we're ready to move now, beginning right today, into the public portion of the process. There we go. So just a little bit of information about what the comprehensive plan is. It is a required document to be adopted by cities and counties by the state of South Carolina's code, including having periodic updates to the comprehensive plan. The last update to the plan was in 2008, and so we're a little bit overdue now, but we're going full steam ahead with this full-scale revision of the plan. The plan serves as a physical and policy guide for your city, looking out kind of a 10-year horizon date for the community. And it consists of 9 required elements. These include land use, how the city grows, what gets developed, where the city grows, population, making sure you have an understanding of who lives here, the demographic changes that are taking place, economic development, how to bring new business to your city, how to grow with the talent you have here. Natural resources, making sure that we protect the environmental resources that we have in the community, making sure we don't impair water quality, habitat for wildlife. Cultural resources, everything from historic homes in your community to other aspects of cultural life in the city. Community facilities, everything from fire and police stations, water and sewer treatment, housing, making sure that you understand what the housing stock is comprised of, what you need to grow in the future, who's going to be coming here, so that goes back to the population element, and what their needs are. Transportation, how people get around in the city. And finally, priority investments. These are there's a statutory requirement to identify these priority projects in your comprehensive plan. So, next slide. Just a little overview of the process. We've been working on background research since April or so. We're going to have public workshops in July, and we're going to go pretty quickly with the drafting of the plan, doing that in August and September of this year, and reviewing it concurrently with the Planning Commission as we develop the chapters. In October, we hope to have the first public review of the draft plan and have it considered by the Planning Commission in November with hopefully a solid recommendation to go on to City Council in December, January. The process got started a little bit later than the city had hoped, and so we're still trying to keep within their original time frame of having it adopted by early next year. What we've been up to date, Earlier this year, we had stakeholder focus group meetings. We've had at least 60 or so participants come and talk to our team during that time, really trying to get a better understanding of how the city operates, what the issues are that are facing the city, what the vision of these leaders in the community are, developing a lot of mapping data, just getting an understanding of the physical characteristics of the community. Working on our public outreach plan and launching a website, and we'll talk about that in a second, performing some demographic research, and performing a review of the community via the adopted plans, which we went over with the Planning Commission at the last meeting. And in that meeting, we had an opportunity to kind of identify what the some of the main issues or challenges facing the community based on what those adopted plans said and based on our the understanding that we gained from the community through our focus group meetings and in our discussions with the Planning Commission. And so maybe not in any particular order, but listed there are annexation, you know, how the city grows or maybe the lack thereof over the years, connectivity, both from a physical perspective of being able to move around the city via the transportation network, but also connectivity in terms of the communities, the sub-communities within the city of Aiken being connected to each other. The transitions that are taking place that we're seeing in Aiken, the edges of downtown, the USC Aiken and Hospital area, the Aiken Mall, consistency of development regulation. When you have the kind of fractured nature of the jurisdictions with the city and county operating inside and beside each other, just making sure that there's some consistency to what gets built, as well as consistency within the city in terms of the historic districts, the old Aiken overlay, whether some areas of town deserve different types of development regulations than others, and then balance from a variety of perspectives, both in the economy, demographically, as well as what gets built here, the growth that occurs, making sure there's balance in all areas. So that's what we've been working on, and that's what we've kind of identified to date, and we look forward to taking those nine required elements of the plan to the public so we begin developing some good citizen input into those topics. As I mentioned before, we have a website that we've developed. This went live maybe about a week ago, but it's planaiken.org. There will be a link to it on the city's website very shortly as we work out some last kinks with it. But you can already visit that website. It directs you to some information about public meetings. It has some of the existing plans that the city's adopted on there and an opportunity to submit comments as well as how to contact us and the city. So coming up very shortly, we're going to be having some drop-in public workshops at various locations in the city, July 21st, which is next Thursday. At USC Aiken, we'll have the first one from noon to 2 p.m. in the Student Activities Center, and then here downstairs in the Municipal Conference Center that evening from 5:30 to 7:30. And then the following week, July 26th, from noon to 2 at the Clyburn Center, and from 5:30 to 7:30 back here in the Municipal Conference Center. Again, those are meetings you can come at any time during those hours. We're going to have stations set up, and folks from our firm will be there, as well as members of the Planning Commission at each of those meetings. We certainly encourage all of you to attend and provide some input in this early phase of the process. That must be it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. We are eagerly awaiting those meetings, and we hope to be able to get the word out to as many people as possible. We'd like to have as many citizens as possible attend. All right. Our next item of business is application number 16-60009. It's a rezoning request, and the owner applicant is Michael Calhoun. The location is south side of Town Creek Road. Is there anyone here? Is Mr. Calhoun, would you like to step up and... Mr. Calhoun, we may have to give you an honorary membership here. You have been before us quite a bit lately.
I have been, but hopefully this will be the last time for a while, at least
that's fine.
On this project. This is really just a cleanup of sort of the process that's been going on for a year and a half or so. One half of the lot there on the right is, half the lot is already zoned office, and it's really just, completing the zoning on that lot. And then the remaining lot would be about 7/10 of an acre on the other side. And that's an entry road that services the townhomes that was approved a month or so ago. There's pretty much is consistent with sort of what we've been saying since the very first time I was here.
Well, I do know that we had a conversation during our work session. I know there was some concern. Several of us have gone by there, and we're a little bit disappointed at the amount of clearage that has been happening there.
Well, part of that is the site. I mean, it drops 22 feet. And actually, I mentioned that to you. When you go to the corner that's furthest to the east, the corner where the hair salon is, if you go diagonally all the way to the back, it goes from about 500 feet to 470 something feet. So it's a huge drop. And then my engineer, we wanted to hold in the event of a severe, we had a 1200 year storm event a few years ago, is there's really no outfall from here. So we were sort of forced to oversize the retention pond's 40% of the site. So you can't really save trees there. So it just sort of was the nature of circumstances. We would have loved to have kept trees, but you can't add feet of fill and keep a tree. So that was sort of the event. It sort of just came with the territory of this particular site if you were going to develop it. So I understand that. Not sure what we could have done.
Well, you will still be adhering to all of the buffer and landscaping requirements.
We're going to plant a ton of trees, and then we paid into the tree fund. It'll be nice when it's all done. It looks pretty barren today. I understand that, but that will change, and it will.
All right, commissioners, any questions for Mr. Calhoun?
I guess just based on what you said and looking at it, I guess you had no idea of the amount of the size of the retention pond either at that point.
There's no way you would know that until you get into the engineering of it. I mean, how would I know?
It is an enormous part of the site.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost half.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, it's huge, and it's just sort of the nature of the beast on this particular site, and probably a good reason why it wasn't developed in the past.
They
learned that when they did their drawings, I'm sure.
And you sure want to do a good enough retention pond so that these people, down that way won't have any problems, with water.
The last thing is I want is liability.
That's right.
The future coming back at me. I mean, I think I feel comfortable that I did everything. It would be a biblical event. for us to encroach on other people's properties, and that was my main concern.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for around the detention facility? Because it just about backs up to these houses.
There's a 10-foot easement that's just been cleared forever. I mean for a long time. That was already there. Mm-hmm. That was part of this property. But it's a utility easement because of the utility lines that go back there. So I think most of the buffer is probably going to be more on the between the buildings and the retention pond. I think that's where most of the planning is up front. And then there's berms that sort of come up too when that's all finished. So when they're looking out, they won't have solid trees, but they're going to have a berm there. That the back of their homes will be grassed, and again. And then there'll be trees sort of on the other side of the retention
pond. Are you going to plant on top of that berm?
What's that?
Are you going to plant on top of
that? I don't know. I don't remember, to be honest with you. I mean, it's on the plans. I haven't. I don't. You know, whatever we did was, you know, the city looked at it. I mean, we did everything according to the code.
I remember having the conversation with you about that buffer.
Uh-huh.
And what I saw visually coming down Town Creek Road, I don't see that buffer. And I don't know if you're going to have to replant that or what, but I just was, matter of fact, I remember you, and there was a resident.
Behind the office buildings.
There was a resident that was here, uh-huh. A woman that you spoke to.
No, you can't here. See her house. She can't see any part of this.
But I was thinking that buffer went all the way across the back.
Oh, no. No, it never did. That was her. We gave her a piece of property, mm-hmm. because her property came the closest.
Right.
So we gave her a triangle.
Yeah,
but,
I see that.
But she has, but you can't even see her house. If you're standing anywhere on concrete, you can't see her home. And if you're standing in her backyard, you can't see anything but trees.
So you're confident then that part of this is going to be the replanting of trees or something there to create that buffer again to these houses? I mean, overnight I just saw papow. I just couldn't believe how big and open, and I just didn't have that vision when you came to us before.
Well, but nobody could have known the retention pond was going to be that big. I mean, when you take out that many, I mean, I don't know what else I can humanly do. I can't, that's something that there's nothing I can do about. I mean, that's a big retention pond. It's wide, and so there's not enough. I can't plant trees in the easement. No. The utility easement was 10 feet. So I don't have much room between that and the retention pond. I mean, that retention pond comes, you know, pretty close up to that. So there's really not, I'm not sure that there's anything I can do except plant on the other side behind those office buildings, between the office building and the retention pond.
Right, you can't plant. There's no room to plant between the retention pond and those.
Well, you can't plant in the 10 feet.
There's an easement there.
There's an easement there. And there's
utility
lines there.
Yeah.
And that's been a mowed area, I mean, since I've been involved.
Yeah, it was
Yeah, that's been there for quite a while.
There.
I think that's the shock, though, is that you had an easement that you didn't really notice from the roadway.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
You kind of cleared it from there to the roadway, which made it look even more.
It makes it even look even more.
Very good.
Exactly true.
It does.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Calhoun?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? All right, not hearing any, it's back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, I would move that based on the application 16-60009, the zoning request, in light of the fact that basically this is conforming the property, the zoning, which we have already granted,
mm-hmm.
That I would move that we approve it. I think it is consistent with the comprehensive plan. I think it's unfortunate the way it's worked out and was not really exactly foreseeable by me or him either, I don't think. But I would move that we approve it.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? And I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All right. Ms.
Chairman, are we opposed, please?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Calhoun, if you will check with the city manager's office, they will let you know when this will be on the agenda for city council. Right, our next application is 16-23009. It's a revised concept plan. The owner applicant is Mundy's Corner. And the address is 2948 Whiskey Road. Is there anyone present who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Any
If you'll state your name and address for the record, please.
Certainly, Philip Green with Southern Partners, 1233 Augusta West Parkway.
Okay.
Appreciate you hearing us tonight.
Thank you. This is a little bit of a change, isn't it?
It is. Our prospective client has gone through some personnel changes. They had originally given their blessing to the concept plan that we brought before you just a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
However, again, they have changed, and they came down with a new concept plan, which we are here before you tonight with. As you can see, it's substantially the same store with the parking. The highlights is they've taken away the car wash, which reduces that noise impact and also the traffic that may bring to the site. They have increased the number of pump dispensers. And again, that creates some differential in the traffic that might be coming to the site. That being said, we had a new traffic report done by our engineer that has been going through the city, and the city's engineer has reviewed it, and I believe
yes,
agrees with its findings. These being South Carolina DOT roads, of course, everything that we do will be subject to their final approval. But the biggest difference in the traffic report is the recommendation for a left turn signal for the southbound Whiskey Road traffic onto Powder House. Again, as the same right turn lane improvements on the Powder House Road approaching the intersections are also in this traffic study, so they are still part of the improvements that we would make. But again, it's substantially the similar, I'll say not the same, but a substantially similar project to which we were here before. And we would ask for your approval recommendation to City Council. Be glad to answer any questions.
Right. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Green?
It may be a little early. What type of lighting is going to be? Is it going to be that low? You know what I'm talking about. Where the lighting shines low instead of out and up.
That I don't know. I mean, it obviously would have to adhere to the city's lighting standards.
Yeah, that came up when we looked at another similar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll have another opportunity to look at that. All right, any other questions?
What did you say about the car wash? I'm sorry, I was trying to read something and listen at the same time.
Oh, they removed the car wash from the site.
Okay.
You've seen the conditions that they have placed in here.
Yes, sir.
You don't have any problem with any of those?
No problem at all.
Any other questions? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Yes, sir.
Michael Ocasio, 668 Kensington Court, Aiken. I'm the president of the Kensington Property Owners Association, and speaking for them, we are in favor of the Mundy Court project. We were in favor of it with the original concept plan, including the car wash. We're more in favor of it now without the car wash, and also more in favor of it with the left turn arrow on Southbound Whiskey Road onto Powder House Road, which I think is going to be a big benefit to everybody.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. Does anyone else would like to speak on behalf of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Right, not hearing any, it's back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, with respect to application number 16-23009, the revised concept plan for tax parcel 123-11-01-002, known as Mundy's Corner. I move that we recommend this application to City Council. It is in compliance with our comprehensive plan and would like to include the conditions as noted on page 5.
Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? All right. All in favor? I'm going to look very carefully. Is your hand up, Jack? Okay. Thank you. That's quite all right. All right. Then, Mr. Green, this will go before City Council with our recommendation for approval, and you'll need to check with the City Manager's office to see when that will be scheduled. All right. There being no further business before the commission, this meeting is now adjourned.